I ask that the tapes from the phone lines, the 800 number messages, be recorded onto print each day, most especially those critical messages such as 3 or 4 on yesterday's tape. We cannot work from a tape, for even though I hear it, it requires at least 2 more hearing and then transcription of subject and contact numbers and addresses to perfect response. Thank you. We are moving most rapidly now, and as you can see from this property in eviction, every moment of every hour makes a difference in whether or not the task of staying can be accomplished. SR 71 tapes. I thank the one who gave the information regarding the video recordings of Bush in the SR 71 with Russbacher returning from Paris at the October surprise. Yes, we know of the tape, and it will serve in its appropriate time, for several copies of same have been placed in safekeeping, which is also keeping our friendly pilot alive and well. As a fact, I am most gratified and appreciative of the confirmations coming one upon another from you who have read and listened. Soviet missile headed for U.S. Isn't this the cutest little show and tell of all time? On Monday, a rocket and missile will be launched from Russia. It will circle and dido all over the map and then splash down in your ocean right off of Washington. What is this good old buddy stuff? The Russians are just reminding you that they need help, food, industry, etc. And we'll have toys aboard and other goodies. Well, look out for the other goods and items. Moreover, what are they going to show you? Even if they don't blow you away in this little show and tell, you can be damn sure they are sending a message of messages. They will have your whole defense system wide open for entry and with absolutely not so much as armed tracking. That comes because of orders to not arm. Then plop. Right on target after 5 days of whoop-de-doos and grid checking. Goodwill, this will just prove that they have total supremacy on every pin dot on the globe. Drink your Kool-Aid now, like good little children. Cyanide and atomic detonations only hurt for a little while. As Dharma,
ask Mr. Spiro.
As Dharma and EJ can attest, through this bitter time of insanity, deceit and corruption hurts far more and more painfully. Pre-programmed ballots. From Alaska. In Alaska, punch cards were used for ballots in the election. 4 of us were discussing the election after we had voted. We each voted in different precincts and discovered we did not vote the same ballot for a U.S. president. The roster of candidates were listed in different order in each of the different precincts. For instance, Bo Greitz's name was on the top of the list on one, on the bottom on another, and 3rd on my ballot card, and completely on the bottom half on the other. So I ask you, why do we even bother to vote? Because you wouldn't have found this out otherwise. When you go after these crooks and criminals, you must have witnesses and facts. Al Bielik. I ask that someone receiving this message get in touch with Al Bielik and also John Lear and have them contact the Liberator, EJ. I want to meet with them, please. I am weary of the games being played by others of the misinformation gang. I believe you will see, however, that my scribe and translator cannot go elsewhere because of security. But I now ask contact, please. From Osaka, Japan, 5 November 1992.
These are letters. Please understand. These are correspondence that come.
Heed this next, well, listeners and readers. Like activities were witnessed and recorded over many of the Pacific Islands, New Zealand, Australia, the Aleutians, and much, much activity over the Philippines. This all transpired on a day which could be recorded and remembered. Then again, there were massive...
Lord Jay, I want you to know that you'll be getting a lot of reports from the Philippines about these same live shows.
This all transpired on a day which could be recorded and remembered. Then again, there were massive sightings over many nations of the European and Asian sectors. You must remember that just because you may not see a thing does not mean that it is not happening. How often do you spend more than a mere glance upward? How many minutes or hours may be missing from one or some of your days or nights? I thought you wouldn't remember. I am only going to give a small portion of the correspondence, for it is critically dangerous, and I honor request for privacy. This person only asks temporary silence regarding only a portion of his contact message, which names names and places which are guarded. The material of which he will speak is properly owned and held at great expense, and great expense has gone into the filming and backup material, so I shall protect it. It is not all right to simply use another's property as your own, as in the case of professional films, etc. You may use any and all of that which I offer, but not the property of any other come into your attention through me. So be it, and I shall become greatly irritated if you abuse your brother in these instances. Quote, Dear Hatan, Soltec, Dharma, etc. A few liberators ago, Hatan said the next UFO news would be coming out of Puerto Rico. This is absolutely true. I don't know how many of you have heard the USA, in the USA, I know John Lear has, but there were or was a mass sighting of a UFO on the day of the eclipse. Up to 10 different people filmed and took photos of the same UFO. There have been people taken on board other UFOs and given glimpses into the future, which confirm Hatton's and Soltec's messages regarding Puerto Rico, Hatton, and Mexico, Soltec. The Japanese bought the rights to the film, and a two-hour UFO special following Hatton's news was created, again by Yao San, Mr. Yao, and it was viewed by at least 3 to 4 million viewers. That is the number who saw the film. I am working on a transcript of the show and will send you a copy once it's into my word processor. I've still got a lot of work to do on it and wanted to let you know. Yes, the news has come out and you will be hearing it all. The show also showed the particle laser beams in action, possibly shooting and destroying UFO aircraft. The offered pathetic explanation for it was ice particles. I suppose if people can be programmed to accept that smoking can give one air as fresh as Arctic air, then they can make people believe that the complete garbage that particle beams are ice particles. They must gloat like crazy if they can get away with junk like that. By the way, if anyone turns up with copies of these filmings, beware, legally. The Japanese have exclusive rights over them. Paren, Hatton, the remainder is confidential. I do herein state that some of the greatest rip-off documentation thieves are involved with this presentation, as is always the case with such happenings, but we work with that which we have and we can allow you to realize the fictitious from the factitious. So, is the whole thing a hoax to trap my scribe? What difference does it make? I am the only one who needs to know. I am grateful to this reader who has confided and shared with us, and confidence shall be continued. We have already received the documentation from the Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. We, as servants in coalition with the Pleiadians, are most appreciative of the Philippines connections, because therein is the major base of the non-serpent visitors. Remember that serpent is a term or symbol. Any such cloned or replicated beings are exactly that, created to scare your wits out. It is, however, true that before anyone such as Adam, there were the serpent people. Remember, the Khazarians called themselves first serpent people, and then Jews. I call them Zionist vipers, and their evil venom shall be spewed back upon them, and their own diseases shall destroy them. Norma, let us work for a bit in the prophecies as projected in the coming collision between England and Russia, for ones need to be reminded of that which we gave in the early journals and writings regarding Gog and Magog, etc. This is...
Nora has done a lot of research into this. And we had a friend, John Beko, who had equally researched. And in comparing documents, there always would come a few errors, or seeming errors. It is so incredibly hard to gather up from information that has been deliberately efforted to destroy or bury. A lot of the information could be sorted out were you able to get your hands on the full text of the Sumerians. That isn't likely, is it? Because that which is buried still is in Iraq, in Sumer. That which has been uncovered ended up in the museums in England. It isn't even like the Dead Sea Scrolls, where they claim to have something and produce nothing except translation, and no one can get their hands on it. These at least have fallen into the hands of translators. But you always have problems with the perceptions, and once translated, if there be errors in the first translation, there by necessity will be multiple errors in all subsequent efforts. So as you once read, and I don't know of a single being in the group of readers yet of the journals, and the nearest that would come to that would be a comparative study by Nora herself against whatever information may flow in from ones who are getting this information, question it, want to share that which they have found regarding given subjects. And this is the way man of earth must get his truth. You see, a bodiless voice can give you all sorts of information, and you simply come up for ridicule. It's show and tell. Let's have a little entertainment. Let's get Jay-Z Knight up on the stage and we'll really work her over. And so pretty soon you find out that you have been deluded in almost every way that there is, that included. I don't come as some 64,000-year-old extraterrestrial speaker. I'm far older than that. I come as leader of the hosts of God. Come back to your planet to claim his people, his own creations. And you get all this Spielberg stuff about reptilians from Orion and little grays from Zeta Reticulum. Well, are there those? Who in the world should care? You are living in an illusion that you have created in your minds, in your thought projections. God has created you with his thought projection and light set into motion and manifest into whatever form you are experiencing. Does that mean that little puppy dogs come back? Once again, who cares whether little puppy dogs come back? If you have progressed beyond puppy dog, you won't come back as a puppy dog, so forget it. You're going to come back as a thinking entity manifest to learn your lessons. You will not come back as lesser. If you have experienced
and have come into higher knowing, you will come back as a higher being. You are responsible as a higher intellectual being to act as guide for those less knowing brothers. Who have you guided well today? You come back as parents. You come back gaining, hopefully, responsibility for self to set an example that the child may emulate so that it too can grow. Now you can't even tell who is a child and who is a robot, a soul being. Well, you can if you learn your lessons and you observe. It's an incredibly important, wondrous experience. I am thrust upon as being doomy, gloomy, old hat on with just preaching fear. Well, I'm embarrassed if anyone can perceive that I preach fear. The point is to get informed, and then there is no fear. Of all the things my ones may be experiencing this day, and I speak of my scribe, for instance, specifically, is not fear. If anything, it would be the fear of having to stay much longer in this oppressive situation where every day you wonder if they're going to take you out. Well, that didn't work either. They did that too. And yet here she is, according to the agreement. And you see, as you experience in your higher expression, and you are in a different expression every time you go into a state of sleep. Whether that is a good experience or a bad experience depends upon your state of knowing. But you are getting your lessons one way or another. And be they nightmares, you better beware. They're trying to tell you something. And only you can figure out truly what it is you're supposed to be learning. I am thrust upon because what in the deuce are you, if you are supposedly the host of God, to come down here and tell us about investment of money? Because, precious ones, that's what you ask for. I'm not interested in your money, but the Khazarian adversary is certainly interested in your gold. Number one rule, get control of the gold, and you will control the world and all in it. When you pray in sincere earnestness to God, He responds to your call. If you pray for it to be given in the highest and best good according to His will, so be it. But that's not the way it is it? You get your idea what it is you think will work for you. Is it wrong to prepare? For goodness sakes, no. It is only right to prepare and be responsible to the best of your ability. It is not money that is the root of anything. It just is something, a thing. And even it has molecular life. But it is your love of or your obsession with this commodity that has to be inspected. And now all of you are faced with the same perplexing problem to which they have left you no reasonably good expressions of preservation of that commodity. They have worked for centuries to make sure they get it all. And you have nothing, but they will let you have a little bit along if you don't give them any trouble. So Hatan is going to respond to the earnest and sincere prayer of the petitioner, who is asking a lot of it in selflessness, how best to manage during this time. Because you must set the example, you must be the leader, you must be the privacy, and we must get a remnant through. Ones of you thought I was pretty outspoken, pretty harsh. How dare I tell the CIA to get off the backs of these ones and get on with that money flow? Do you think God did not set a stage for his plan to unfold? But guess what? Very human hands have been blocking it. These ones have been at my service for a long time. And it gets all piled up right at the bank. And I'm sick and tired of it. We don't want very much. We don't want very much. Hear me. All of you think, oh yes, we do. We want a whole lot. No, you don't. You only want enough. Believe me. You want enough to do your job and do it well and preserve whatever property can be preserved for the remnant to get through. And then you better well believe it. I will protect a lot of their workers, because soon enough they will become my own. There are some things you don't understand going on. And I'm not going to name names, places, and things. But right under your noses, there are ones also wishing to survive who will later rise up to preserve your nation and your freedom. I don't even like it. I do not sanction it, because they are prepared to take up arms. And now you only have a crusade going, don't you? You've learned a thing. You haven't learned that those arms are not your power. The word and the truth and the knowing is the power. So you might say, well then why is Dorma in a state of, distress? Why doesn't she just take her power? Because she doesn't know it any better than you do. And how many hours do we spend together in a day? 24. I am never from her. She tries to get away. And so she says, I'm so frustrated, I don't know what to do. I tried it before, nobody paid attention, but I'm not going to eat a thing. And I said, fine. You'll finally get thin, just like you pick and tease and worry about all the time. Just don't get run down, sweetheart, because we have only begun to write. And this really does it. This really cuts it. She's already worn all the print off of two keyboards. And she doesn't even know where the keys are. That is what's really interesting, is to watch these ones go try to figure out on the keyboard how to correct something. They can't find any of the letters. But we get it done, don't we? And she says, I'm not going to eat anymore. And then she had some good ideas. You see, nobody cares whether she eats or doesn't eat. So now she's giving a little thought to that and thinking, well, she does like Brewers, after all. Let's not punish myself too much. I mean, at 62, it only gives you trouble to look like Marilyn Monroe. We have to look at what is. And the second thing was that we will make all of the mileage that we can get constitutionally, etc., for our disadvantage. That is proper thinking. There is no way to get a stay on eviction from the property until Tuesday at the very earliest. And your future lies in the hands of these misfit judges. But look what's happening. We have a group now that has just come into the circle that deals in getting rid of rotten judges. That's what they're good at. Well, that's what you need. But you need to exist while you're doing it. There is wondrous brightness for you ones who are expecting Cassie from Hawaii. She is a paralegal. But more than that, she has set up law offices so she can run the Constitutional Law Center. And you connect that with a controller that can keep the books in order. And you have the mechanism for running a business as such that will relieve the lawyers and the fired lawyers, you see, the ones who the bar got mad at. Or the children that have just graduated from law school and are worth nothing yet. But they can do research, and they can work on these cases, and they can learn as apprentice. You have acquired Leiter and Salter tangled up in the Weaver case. If we really get nasty and rotten, we'll get Spence. But you get weary. Your consciousness gets weary. How can you get up every morning and wonder if you'll even be in your house by noon? And you can't blame the sheriffs. They have these papers absolutely until they had to deliver them. They've been holding them for days. And then they serve them on Friday about noontime. That gives you the most amount of time to get arranged over a weekend, etc., to get your things out. And Norma looked around and said, I ain't going. And you know what? She won't. And you know what else? I'm not going to make her. If she goes out, they will come in and they will pull her out. Does this mean somebody gets guns? No. But if it comes to that on Wednesday morning, I expect every person within earshot of me to be there, at that house.
Video cameras?
Lots of video cameras. But we don't want to get unruly. Guess what? There are two cases on appeal. And if you make a loud and raucous noise, they'll rule against you because they have the power to do it. So let's not do ourselves in by acting irresponsibly just to make a show. Would I have Bo Greitz there? Perhaps. Bo and I have a thing going. It is very hard for him to understand that I'm the boss. And I love him dearly. He doesn't like it. He wants some mystical father, you know, that he can dump all that bloodshed on. A lot of heavy load on the heart of that young man. He will be groomed, and he will be ready because he's chosen. And whether he likes it or not, he is my son. A lot of you are going to have to get used to calling me daddy.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Wally, let's see if you say that after I hit you. But I honor you for that. I thank you for that. You're all my family. Does that mean I hopped around and I created all of you? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out. But you come from good stock. Now, I know who I am. And just as soon as you figure out who you are, we can get on with our work. And it is a tremendously mammoth job. I have to go through with definitions and rewrite your Bible for you, translate it for you. Well, I'm not going to do it in total. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to bring the word of truth. You can't accept the truth because you don't even know what is. Oh, well, I knew that Gog was probably Russia. What else did you know? Let's find out what you know. Let's go ahead, Oberly, and read that.
You're always talking about Daniel and Ezekiel and etc. and those flying things. And let's find out. Compare in your mind as he reads. Just the beginning breakdown of those races and places. You've got some other stuff coming too. And part of it's going to be coming out of some of Rod Steiger's work. Be very, very careful. Very careful. Know about that man himself and be discerning.
Dharma, let us work for a bit in the prophecies as projected in the coming collision between England and Russia, for ones need to be reminded of that which we gave in early journals and writings regarding Gog and Magog, etc. This is going to differ a bit, but I am not going to go back and do your homework for you. Readers, you go check it all out. I am honoring a man for great insight and performance, and I will give it, and I will give what I give exactly as he gives it. If it be in great error in concept, then shall I make a comment and change it. Quoting Gog. Gog is a long O, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek.
So it really isn't Gog, is it?
Is made from the old world word root GG, which in the early languages implied something gigantic. Russia has this long time been the colossus of the North. A potentate of Bible history and prophecy was Agog, or Agag. That name, or rather title, comes from the same root. He was, in his own estimation, A. Aleph, GG, number one, great. The Agagites, we are told in Young's Analytical Concordance, were an Amalekite tribe, and Agag was a poetic name of Amalek, derived from a particular dynasty. Of Israel it is written in Numbers so-and-so, his king shall be higher than Agag, referring probably to Ezekiel's Gog. Now, Amalek has one of two nations descended from Esau.
Esau? Yes, when he's often called Esau. Isa. But this is... keep going.
Teman, T-E-M-A-N, was the other. The Temanite, Edom, we shall see to be the Ottoman Turks. Gog may be Amalek. If this be so, then Ezekiel's predicted catastrophe of Russia coincides with Obadiah's downfall of Turkey. All about the Turks shall be explained in a later article. And here's a comment from Hatton. And so too have we described those known as Turks as being Khazarian. The Osmanli have by many of our writers been identified with Edom. Hatton, readers, you are also going to have to really pay attention to Nora's research corner. Now, the land. Gog, the land of so-and-so, stands the words in the prophecy implying a regime like that of the Tsarist oligarchy or the Bolshevik military revolution minority, which, without reference to what the population might desire, decides the policy to be pursued. L'etat c'est moi, declared the Grand Marnik. Of Russia, it is always true that the rulers are themselves the state. Of course, it is always on the cards that some great military dictator may arise. He would be the personal Gog. Next, the land of Magog. Not only is all the territory subject to Moscow, one of its subjection to its rulers, but it is one also in virtue of a common element of blood. From the borders of Poland and Lithuania to Kamchatka and Vladivostok, the so-called Russian peoples are either pure or mixed Mongolian. Paren, scratch a Russian and you will find a Tartar. Four. Magog is Mongolia. That is, the country so named, and the adjoining areas peopled by those, the actual Mongolians. Nothing whatever to do with the use of the term Mongolian as a generic designation for the yellow race. Hatton's comment. Please take note of this last statement. To quote from my original article in the Banner, Magog, as a geographical term used by Hebrews of old and Arabs of today, Mejui, denoted a vast stretch of country to the north of the Black Sea, Caucasus, Caspian Sea, Hindu Kush, and Altai, known to the later Greek geographies as Scythia, and to us as the Russian Empire in Europe and Asia. Thus, without proceeding further, we may know the land which is identified with God. Narrowed down to actual fact, this means a Mongolia in the western half of that great area which may reasonably be called so because Mongolian blood predominates therein, and in Mongolia in the eastern half, which is practically all Mongol, the Chinese state of that name and the Siberian territories adjoining thereunto. Magog as the Mongol is thus in detail demonstrated in the 11th chapter of my Russian Japhet. That's spelled J-A-P-H-E-T. Were this book still in print, I would not quote from it, but only refer to it. As it is, one must quote at length. Hatton's comment, please note the same would be true for us, but all of our books priorly written are in print, and even the Pleiades Connection series can still be obtained legally through Tehachapi Distributing. That series of books, 8 or 9 of them, remain the most important books of information on your planet. Magog was the second son of Japhet. The Arabian geographers of the Middle Ages appropriated his name under the form of Majui, that's spelled M-A-J-U-J, to the same indefinite region which the later Greek and Roman writers designated Scythia, the vast inner expanse of Europe and Asia. In the map published in 1840 by the SPCK in their notes, Exploratory and Practical to the Bible, all the territory between the Don in Russia and the Altai Mountains in the very heart of Siberian Asia is assigned to the descendants of Magog. From the highlands of Pamir in the heart of Central Asia, whereon, according to the arguments of some of the earlier chapters of this treatise, the Japhetic races grew into national existence, an easy highway leads toward the eastern half of Asia. The Tarim River, whose valley this route would follow, loses itself on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The basin of this river, forming a broad expanse between the Tai Shan Mountains on the north and the range of Kunlun on the southward, is one continued camping ground where these mountain barriers end, begins the country called Mongolia, the original home of the Mongol race. The word Mongolian is one which is frequently used to denote the whole population of inner and northern Asia. At the outset, we must carefully define a term like this. The type of race so often called in manuals of ethnology, Mongolian, let us designate by the term Turanian, the significance of which is coextensive with the scriptural Japhetic. Mongol must be reserved to the title of that race, which, however far afield it may since have wandered, issued from the territory distinctively designated Mongolia. Now the name Mongol and the name Magog are, with slight variations, identical. Gibbons writes, Mongol, Mongu. In India, Mongol became Monguhul, Mug. Represents Mug, M-U-G. Mongol is Magog. The former province of Manchuria was peopled from Mongolia. Between 1850 and 1860...
Go back, and read that sentence that says, what is Magog?
All right. Now the name Mongol and the name Magog are, with slight variations, identical. Gibbons writes, Mongol, and then there's another in parenthesis, M-O-N-G-O-U. In India, Mongol became M-O-G-H-U-L-M-G-G, represents Mug, M-U-G. Mongol is Magog.
Hold it.
Would you like the speaker?
I just want you to hold it.
Oh.
we're defining the two, Gog and Magog. And you just got Magog is Mongolia, China, all of that area.
The former province of Manchuria was peopled from Mongolia. Between 1850 and 1860, Russia absorbed 150,000 square miles of Manchurian territory. Since 1860, 100,000 more. These incursions into Manchuria have given Russia 250,000 square miles of the land of Magog. Mongolia itself, the great Chinese province of that name, was, in the year 1911, placed in political dependence on Russia. The Bolshevist regime, in its steady onward push into all that was once the Tsar's, had claimed this province too. The original land of Magog is thus Russia. For long before the arms of Russia were carried so far in the direction of China, much of the land of Magog, in the wider sense, was under Russian rule. The Tungusus, the Buryats of eastern Siberia, are Mongols. In this way, to north and south of the Russian-Siberian frontier, something like 2 million square miles of Mongol people territory are Russian. Earlier still, Russia has been overrun by Magog the Mongol. The Huns issued from Mongolia. The Empire of Attila included the most important part of European Russia. Some of the blood of the present population of central and southern Russia must have been derived from these Mongolian Huns. This early predominance of the tribesmen of Attila has done much to make the Russian Empire the land of Magog. In the year AD 1224, Mongol hordes poured over Russia under Genghis Khan. They came again in 1237. Latham says they bore the specific name of Mongol. Comment from Hatton. Anyone getting nervous yet? Gibbons describes how they overran and devastated Russia. Let me pause a minute. This is tape number 2 on November the 14th. That the tapes from the phone lines, the 800 number messages, be recorded onto print each day, most especially those critical messages such as 3 or 4 on yesterday's tape. We cannot work from a tape, for even though I hear it, it requires at least 2 more hearing and then transcription of subject and contact numbers and addresses to perfect response. Thank you. We are moving most rapidly now, and as you can see from this property in eviction, every moment of every hour makes a difference in whether or not the task of staying can be accomplished. SR 71 tapes. I thank the one who gave the information regarding the video recordings of Bush in the SR 71 with Russbacher returning from Paris at the October surprise. Yes, we know of the tape, and it will serve in its appropriate time, for several copies of same have been placed in safekeeping, which is also keeping our friendly pilot alive and well. As a fact, I am most gratified and appreciative of the confirmations coming one upon another from you who have read and listened. Soviet missile headed for U.S. Isn't this the cutest little show and tell of all time? On Monday, a rocket and missile will be launched from Russia. It will circle and dido all over the map and then splash down in your ocean right off of Washington. What is this good old buddy stuff? The Russians are just reminding you that they need help, food, industry, etc. And we'll have toys aboard and other goodies. Well, look out for the other goods and items. Moreover, what are they going to show you? Even if they don't blow you away in this little show and tell, you can be damn sure they are sending a message of messages. They will have your whole defense system wide open for entry and with absolutely not so much as armed tracking. That comes because of orders to not arm. Then plop, right on target after 5 days of whoop-de-doos and grid checking. Goodwill, this will just prove that they have total supremacy on every pin dot on the globe. Drink your Kool-Aid now, like good little children. Cyanide and atomic detonations only hurt for a little while. As Dharma,
I'd ask Mr. Spiegel.
As Dharma and EJ can attest, through this bitter time of insanity, deceit and corruption hurts far more and more painfully. Pre-programmed ballots. From Alaska. In Alaska, punch cards were used for ballots in the election. Four of us were discussing the election after we had voted. We each voted in different precincts and discovered we did not vote the same ballot for a U.S. president. The roster of candidates were listed in different order in each of the different precincts. For instance, Bo Greitz's name was on the top of the list on one, on the bottom on another, and third on my ballot card, and completely on the bottom half on the other. So I ask you, why do we even bother to vote? Because you wouldn't have found this out otherwise. When you go after these crooks and criminals, you must have witnesses and facts. Al Bielek. I ask that someone receiving this message get in touch with Al Bielek and also John Lear and have them contact the Liberator, EJ. I want to meet with them, please. I am weary of the games being played by others of the misinformation gang. I believe you will see, however, that my scribe and translator cannot go elsewhere because of security. But I now ask contact, please. From Osaka, Japan, 5 November 1992.
These are letters. Please understand, these are correspondence that come.
Heed this next well, listeners and readers. Like activities were witnessed and recorded over many of the Pacific Islands, New Zealand, Australia, the Aleutians, and much, much activity over the Philippines. This all transpired on a day which could be recorded and remembered. Then again, there were massive...
Lord Jay, I want you to know that you'll be getting a lot of reports from the Philippines about these same live shows.
This all transpired on a day which could be recorded and remembered. Then again, there were massive sightings over many nations of the European and Asian sectors. You must remember that just because you may not see a thing does not mean that it is not happening. How often do you spend more than a mere glance upward? How many minutes or hours may be missing from one or some of your days or nights? I thought you wouldn't remember. I am only going to give a small portion of the correspondence, for it is critically dangerous, and I honor request for privacy. This person only asks temporary silence regarding only a portion of his contact message, which names names and places which are guarded. The material of which he will speak is properly owned and held at great expense, and great expense has gone into the filming and backup material, so I shall protect it. It is not all right to simply use another's property as your own, as in the case of professional films, etc. You may use any and all of that which I offer, but not the property of any other come into your attention through me. So be it, and I shall become greatly irritated if you abuse your brother in these instances. Quote, Dear Hatton, Soltec, Dharma, etc. A few liberators ago, Hatton said the next UFO news would be coming out of Puerto Rico. This is absolutely true. I don't know how many of you have heard the USA in the USA. I know John Lear has. But there were or was a mass sighting of a UFO on the day of the eclipse. Up to 10 different people filmed and took photos of the same UFO. There have been people taken on board other UFOs and given glimpses into the future, which confirm Hatton's and Soltec's messages regarding Puerto Rico. Hatton and Mexico, Soltec. The Japanese bought the rights to the film, and a two-hour UFO special following Hatton's news was created, again by Yao San, Mr. Yao, and it was viewed by at least 3 to 4 million viewers. That is the number who saw the film. I am working on a transcript of the show and will send you a copy once it's into my word processor. I've still got a lot of work to do on it and wanted to let you know. Yes, the news has come out and you will be hearing it all. The show also showed the particle laser beams in action, possibly shooting and destroying UFO aircraft. The offered pathetic explanation for it was ice particles. I suppose if people can be programmed to accept that smoking can give one air as fresh as Arctic air, then they can make people believe that the complete garbage that particle beams are ice particles. They must look like crazy if they can get away with junk like that. By the way, if anyone turns up with copies of these filmings, beware, legally. The Japanese have exclusive rights over them. Hatton, the remainder is confidential. I do herein state that some of the greatest rip-off documentation thieves are involved with this presentation, as is always the case with such happenings, but we work with that which we have and we can allow you to realize the fictitious from the factitious. So, is the whole thing a hoax to trap my scribe? What difference does it make? I am the only one who needs to know. I am grateful to this reader who has confided and shared with us, and confidence shall be continued. We have already received the documentation from the Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. We, as servants in coalition with the Pleiadians, are most appreciative of the Philippines connections because therein is the major base of the non-serpent visitors. Remember that serpent is a term or symbol. Any such cloned or replicated beings are exactly that, created to scare your wits out. It is, however, true that before anyone such as Adam, there were the serpent people. Remember, the Khazarians called themselves first serpent people, and then Jews. I call them Zionist vipers, and their evil venom shall be spewed back upon them, and their own diseases shall destroy them. Norma, let us work for a bit in the prophecies as projected in the coming collision between England and Russia, for ones need to be reminded of that which we gave in the early journals and writings regarding Gog and Magog, etc. This is...
Nora has done a lot of research into this. And we had a friend, John Beko, who had equally researched. And in comparing documents, there always would come a few errors. Or seeming errors. It is so incredibly hard to gather up from information that has been deliberately efforted to destroy or bury. A lot of the information could be sorted out were you able to get your hands on the full text of the Sumerians. That isn't likely, is it? Because that which is buried still is in Iraq, in Sumer. That which has been uncovered ended up in the museums in England. It isn't even like the Dead Sea Scrolls, where they claim to have something and produce nothing except translation, and no one can get their hands on it. These at least have fallen into the hands of translators. But you always have problems with the perceptions, and once translated, if there be errors in the first translation, there by necessity will be multiple errors in all subsequent efforts. So as you once read, and I don't know of a single being in the group of readers yet of the journals, and the nearest that would come to that would be a comparative study by Nora herself against whatever information may flow in from ones who are getting this information, question it, want to share that which they have found regarding given subjects, and this is the way man of earth must get his truth. You see, a bodiless voice can give you all sorts of information, and you simply come up for ridicule. It's show and tell. Let's have a little entertainment. Let's get Jay-Z Knight up on the stage and we'll really work her over. And so pretty soon you find out that you have been deluded in almost every way that there is, that included. I don't come as some 64,000-year-old extraterrestrial speaker. I'm far older than that. I come as leader of the hosts of God. Come back to your planet to claim his people, his own creations. And you get all this Spielberg stuff about reptilians from Orion and little grays from Zeta Reticulum. Well, are there those? Who in the world should care? You are living in an illusion that you have created in your minds, in your thought projections. God has created you with his thought projection and light set into motion and manifest into whatever form you are experiencing. Does that mean that little puppy dogs come back? Once again, who cares whether little puppy dogs come back? If you have progressed beyond puppy dog, you won't come back as a puppy dog, so forget it. You're going to come back as a thinking entity manifest to learn your lessons. You will not come back as lesser. If you have experienced and have come into higher knowing, you will come back as a higher being. You are responsible as a higher intellectual being to act as guide for those less knowing brothers. Who have you guided well today? You come back as parents. You come back gaining, hopefully, responsibility for self to set an example that the child may emulate so that it too can grow. Now you can't even tell who is a child and who is a robot, a soul being. Well, you can if you learn your lessons and you observe. It's an incredibly important, wondrous experience. I am thrust upon as being doomy, gloomy, old hat on with just preaching fear. Well, I'm embarrassed if anyone can perceive that I preach fear. The point is to get informed, and then there is no fear. Of all the things my ones may be experiencing this day, and I speak of my scribe, for instance, specifically, is not fear. If anything, it would be the fear of having to stay much longer in this oppressive situation. where every day you wonder if they're going to take you out. Well, that didn't work either. They did that too. And yet here she is, according to the agreement. And you see, as you experience in your higher expression, and you are in a different expression every time you go into a state of sleep, whether that is a good experience or a bad experience depends upon your state of knowing. But you are getting your lessons one way or another. And be they nightmares, you better beware. They're trying to tell you something. And only you can figure out truly what it is you're supposed to be learning. I am thrust upon because what in the deuce are you, if you are supposedly the host of God, to come down here and tell us about investment of money? Because, precious ones, that's what you ask for. I'm not interested in your money, but the Khazarian adversary is certainly interested in your gold. Number one rule, get control of the gold, and you will control the world and all in it. When you pray in sincere earnestness to God, He responds to your call. If you pray for it to be given in the highest and best good according to His will, so be it. But that's not the way it is it? You get your idea what it is you think will work for you. Is it wrong to prepare? For goodness sakes, no. It is only right to prepare and be responsible to the best of your ability. It is not money that is the root of anything. It just is something, a thing. And even it has molecular life. But it is your love of or your obsession with this commodity that has to be inspected. And now all of you are faced with the same perplexing problem to which they have left you no reasonably good expressions of preservation of that commodity. They have worked for centuries to make sure they get it all. And you have nothing, but they will let you have a little bit along if you don't give them any trouble. So Hatan is going to respond to the earnest and sincere prayer of the petitioner who is asking a lot of it in selflessness, how best to manage during this time. Because you must set the example, you must be the leader, you must be the privacy, and we must get a remnant through. Ones of you thought I was pretty outspoken, pretty harsh. How dare I tell the CIA to get off the backs of these ones and get on with that money flow? Do you think God did not set a stage for His plan to unfold? But guess what? Very human hands have been blocking it. These ones have been at my service for a long time. And it gets all piled up right at the bank. And I'm sick and tired of it. We don't want very much. We don't want very much. Hear me. All of you think, oh yes, we do. We want a whole lot. No, you don't. You only want enough. Believe me. You want enough to do your job and do it well and preserve whatever property can be preserved for the remnant to get through. And then you better well believe it. I will protect a lot of their workers, because soon enough they will become my own. There are some things you don't understand going on. And I'm not going to name names, places, and things. But right under your noses, there are ones also wishing to survive who will later rise up to preserve your nation and your freedom. I don't even like it. I do not sanction it. Because they are prepared to take up arms. And now you only have a crusade going, don't you? You've learned a thing. You haven't learned that those arms are not your power. The word and the truth and the knowing is the power. So you might say, well then why is Dorma in a state of, distress? Why doesn't she just take her power? Because she doesn't know it any better than you do. And how many hours do we spend together in a day? 24. I am never from her. She tries to get away. And so she says, I'm so frustrated, I don't know what to do. I tried it before, nobody paid attention, but I'm not going to eat a thing. And I said, fine. You'll finally get thin, just like you pick and tease and worry about all the time. Just don't get run down, sweetheart, because we have only begun to write. And this really does it. This really cuts it. She's already worn all the print off of two keyboards. And she doesn't even know where the keys are. That is what's really interesting, is to watch these ones go try to figure out on the keyboard how to correct something. They can't find any of the letters. But we get it done, don't we? And she says, I'm not going to eat anymore. And then she had some good ideas. You see, nobody cares whether she eats or doesn't eat. So now she's giving a little thought to that and thinking, well, she does like brewers, after all. Let's not punish myself too much. I mean, at 62, it only gives you trouble to look like Marilyn Monroe. We have to look at what is. And the second thing was that we will make all of the mileage that we can get constitutionally, etc., for our disadvantage. That is proper thinking. There is no way to get a stay on eviction from the property until Tuesday at the very earliest. And your future lies in the hands of these misfit judges. But look what's happening. We have a group now that has just come into the circle. that deals in getting rid of rotten judges. That's what they're good at. Well, that's what you need. But you need to exist while you're doing it. There is wondrous brightness for you ones who are expecting Cassie from Hawaii. She is a paralegal. But more than that, she has set up law offices so she can run the Constitutional Law Center. And you connect that with a controller that can keep the books in order. And you have the mechanism for running a business as such that will relieve the lawyers and the fired lawyers, you see, the ones who the bar got mad at, or the children that have just graduated from law school and are worth nothing yet, but they can do research and they can work on these cases and they can learn as apprentice. You have acquired Leiter and Salter tangled up in the Weaver case. If we really get nasty and rotten, we'll get Spence. But you get weary. Your consciousness gets weary. How can you get up every morning and wonder if you'll even be in your house by noon? And you can't blame the sheriffs. They held these papers absolutely until they had to deliver them. They've been holding them for days. And then they served them on Friday about noontime. That gives you the most amount of time to get arranged over a weekend, etc., to get your things out. And Norma looked around and said, I ain't going. And you know what? She won't. And you know what else? I'm not going to make her. If she goes out, they will come in and they will pull her out. Does this mean somebody gets guns? No. But if it comes to that on Wednesday morning, I expect every person within earshot of me to be there, at that house.
Video cameras?
Lot of video cameras. But we don't want to get unruly. Guess what? There are two cases on appeal. And if you make a loud and raucous noise, they'll rule against you because they have the power to do it. So let's not do ourselves in by acting irresponsibly just to make a show. Would I have Bo Greitz there? Perhaps. Bo and I have a thing going. It is very hard for him to understand that I'm the boss. And I love him dearly. He doesn't like it. He wants some mystical father, you know, that he can dump all that bloodshed on. A lot of heavy load on the heart of that young man. He will be groomed and he will be ready because he's chosen. And whether he likes it or not, he is my son. A lot of you are going to have to get used to calling me daddy.
Pleasure.
Yeah, Wally, let's see if you say that after I hit you. But I honor you for that. I thank you for that. You're all my family. Does that mean I hopped around and I created all of you? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out. But you come from good stock. Now, I know who I am. And just as soon as you figure out who you are, we can get on with our work. And it is a tremendously mammoth job. I have to go through with definitions and rewrite your Bible for you, translate it for you. Well, I'm not going to do it in total. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to bring the word of truth. You can't accept the truth because you don't even know what is. Oh, well, I knew that Gog was probably Russia. What else did you know? Let's find out what you know. Let's go ahead, Oberly, and read that.
You're always talking about Daniel and Ezekiel and etc. and those flying things. And let's find out. Compare in your mind as he reads. Just the beginning breakdown of those races and places. You've got some other stuff coming too. And part of it's going to be coming out of some of Rod Steiger's work. Be very, very careful. Very careful. Know about that man himself and be discerning.
Dorma, let us work for a bit in the prophecies as projected in the coming collision between England and Russia, for ones need to be reminded of that which we gave in early journals and writings regarding Gog and Magog, etc. This is going to differ a bit, but I am not going to go back and do your homework for you. Readers, you go check it all out. I am honoring a man for great insight and performance, and I will give it, and I will give what I give exactly as he gives it. If it be in great error in concept, then shall I make a comment and change it. Quoting, Gog. Gog is a long O, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek.
So it really isn't Gog, is it?
Is made from the old world word root GG, which in the early languages implied something gigantic. Russia has this long time been the colossus of the north. A potentate of Bible history and prophecy was Agog or Agag. That name, or rather title, comes from the same root. He was, in his own estimation, A, Aleph, GG, number one, great. The Agagites, we are told in Young's Analytical Concordance, were an Amalekite tribe, and Agag was a poetic name of Amalek, derived from a particular dynasty. Of Israel it is written in Numbers so-and-so, his king shall be higher than Agag, referring probably to Ezekiel's Gog. Now Amalek has one of two nations descended from Esau.
Esau?
Yes,
he's often called Esau. Isa. But this is... Keep going.
T-Man, T-E-M-A-N, was the other. The T-Manite, Edom, we shall see to be the Ottoman Turks. Gog may be Amalek. If this be so, then Ezekiel's predicted catastrophe of Russia coincides with Obadiah's downfall of Turkey. All about the Turks shall be explained in a later article. And here's a comment from Hatton. And so too have we described those known as Turks as being Khazarian. The Osmanli have by many of our writers been identified with Edom. Hatton, readers, you are also going to have to really pay attention to Nora's research corner. Now, the land. Gog, the land of so-and-so, stands the words in the prophecy implying a regime like that of the Tsarist oligarchy or the Bolshevik military revolution minority, which, without reference to what the population might desire, decides the policy to be pursued. L'etat c'est moi, declared the Grand Marnik. Of Russia, it is always true that the rulers are themselves the state. Of course, it is always on the cards that some great military dictator may arise. He would be the personal Gog. Next, the land of Magog. Not only is all the territory subject to Moscow, one of its subjection to its rulers, but it is one also in virtue of a common element of blood. From the borders of Poland and Lithuania to Kamchatka and Vladivostok, the so-called Russian peoples are either pure or mixed Mongolian. Paren, scratch a Russian and you will find a Tartar. Four. Magog is Mongolia. That is, the country so named, and the adjoining areas peopled by those, the actual Mongolians. Nothing whatever to do with the use of the term Mongolian as a generic designation for the yellow race. Hatton's comment. Please take note of this last statement. To quote from my original article in the Banner, Magog, as a geographical term used by Hebrews of old and Arabs of today, Mejui, denoted a vast stretch of country to the north of the Black Sea, Caucasus, Caspian Sea, Hindu Kush, and Altai, known to the later Greek geographies as Scythia, and to us as the Russian Empire in Europe and Asia. Thus, without proceeding further, we may know the land which is identified with God. Narrowed down to actual fact, this means a Mongolia in the western half of that great area which may reasonably be called so because Mongolian blood predominates therein, and a Mongolia in the eastern half, which is practically all Mongol, the Chinese state of that name and the Siberian territories adjoining thereunto. Magog as the Mongol is thus in detail demonstrated in the 11th chapter of my Russian Japhet. That's spelled J-A-P-H-E-T. Paren, were this book still in print, I would not quote from it, but only refer to it. As it is, one must quote at length. Hatton's comment. Please note the same would be true for us, but all of our books priorly written are in print, and even the Pleiades Connection series can still be obtained legally through Tehachapi Distributing. That series of books, 8 or 9 of them, remain the most important books of information on your planet. Magog was the second son of Japhet. The Arabian geographers of the Middle Ages appropriated his name under the form of Majui, that's spelled M-A-J-U-J, to the same indefinite region which the later Greek and Roman writers designated Scythia, the vast inner expanse of Europe and Asia. In the map published in 1840 by the SPCK in their notes, Exploratory and Practical to the Bible, all the territory between the Don in Russia and the Altai Mountains in the very heart of Siberian Asia is assigned to the descendants of Magog. From the highlands of Pamir, in the heart of Central Asia, whereon, according to the arguments of some of the earlier chapters of this treatise, the Japhetic races grew into national existence, an easy highway leads toward the eastern half of Asia. The Tarim River, whose valley this route would follow, loses itself on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The basin of this river, forming a broad expanse between the Tai Shan Mountains on the north and the range of Kunlun on the southward, is one continued camping ground where these mountain barriers end, begins the country called Mongolia, the original home of the Mongol race. The word Mongolian is one which is frequently used to denote the whole population of inner and northern Asia. At the outset, we must carefully define a term like this. The type of race so often called in manuals of ethnology, Mongolian, let us designate by the term Turanian, the significance of which is coextensive with the scriptural Japhetic. Mongol must be reserved to the title of that race, which, however far afield it may since have wandered, issued from the territory distinctively designated Mongolia. Now the name Mongol and the name Magog are, with slight variations, identical. Gibbons writes, Mongol, Mongu. In India, Mongol became Monguhul, Mug. Represents Mug, M-U-G. Mongol is Magog. The former province of Manchuria was peopled from Mongolia. Between 1850 and 1860...
Go back. And read that sentence that says, what is Magog?
All right. Now the name Mongol and the name Magog are, with slight variations, identical. Gibbons writes, Mongol, and then there's another in parenthesis, M-O-N-G-O-U. In India, Mongol became M-O-G-H-U-L dash M-G-G, represents Mug, M-U-G. Mongol is Magog.
Hold it.
Would you like the speaker?
I just want you to hold it.
Oh.
We're defining the two, Gog and Magog. And you just got Magog is Mongol, Mongolia, Mongol, China, all of that area.
The former province of Manchuria was peopled from Mongolia. Between 1850 and 1860, Russia absorbed 150,000 square miles of Manchurian territory. Since 1860, 100,000 more. These incursions into Manchuria have given Russia 250,000 square miles of the land of Magog. Mongolia itself, the great Chinese province of that name, was, in the year 1911, placed in political dependence on Russia. The Bolshevist regime, in its steady onward push into all that was once the Tsar's, had claimed this province too. The original land of Magog is thus Russia. For long before the arms of Russia were carried so far in the direction of China, much of the land of Magog, in the wider sense, was under Russian rule. The Tungusus, the Buryats of eastern Siberia, are Mongols. In this way, to north and south of the Russian-Siberian frontier, something like 2 million square miles of Mongol people territory are Russian. Earlier still, Russia has been overrun by Magog the Mongol. The Huns issued from Mongolia. The Empire of Attila included the most important part of European Russia. Some of the blood of the present population of central and southern Russia must have been derived from these Mongolian Huns. This early predominance of the tribesmen of Attila has done much to make the Russian Empire the land of Magog. In the year AD 1224, Mongol hordes poured over Russia under Genghis Khan. They came again in 1237. Latham says they bore the specific name of Mongol. Comment from Hatton. Anyone getting nervous yet? Gibbons describes how they overran and devastated Russia. Let me pause a minute. This is tape number 2 on November the 14th,